Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Hey, J. Michael Michael here for 2019. If you're like me and love talk radio, but you can't find anything worth listening to on the AM dial, then how about this? Tune into LA Talk Radio. See, LA Talk Radio is a .com and has it all from sports to music to self-help to just about anything, including talk. Right now, we have the new writer's favorite show, The Writer's Block. So sit back, pour some more wine, enjoy, because all starts right now.
You're listening to The Writer's Block with Jim Christina and Russ Avison right here on LA Talk Radio.
Kind of catchy music, isn't it? Everybody's over here just dealing. In case you don't know, that's Paul Simon. And that's a song called Angie off their Wednesday morning 3 a.m. album. It came out in 1965. Like you're impressed, I can tell. Hey, this is a very special writer's block. This is Tuesday at 7 p.m. This is LA Talk Radio, and I am your host, Jim Christina. And Russ Avison, of course, is not here, but my lovely, charming wife, Jerry, is, we call her affectionately, the bookie.
The bookie.
She keeps me in guests on this show, as it were. And we are in here for a special edition tonight. We have two young ladies that are from Santa Susana High School. And they publish a online magazine monthly, I believe it is, and it's called Vivid Arts, and they put it together, and you really, if you get a chance, it's vividarts.com, is that correct?
Vividartsmagazine.com,
okay. That was actually the voice of Samantha Brown, one of the young ladies here. And so, wow, what the hell? Let's bring them in. This is Alyssa Ortiz and Samantha Brown. Would you welcome them to the writer's block? Hi, guys.
Hi.
Wow. You know, Jerry and I we go to dinner every night or every Saturday at Sutter's Mill, and Samantha is one of the employees there, and we got to talking, and she decided to tell us that she is a writer.
Yes, I am.
And a young writer, albeit, but a writer, and told us the information about her magazine, Vivid Arts, and about Santa Sue, and...
And we saw the opportunity, and we took it.
We saw yet another opportunity to pass the mantle off to the younger generation.
Absolutely.
And decided to bring them into the studio and do a special edition of the Writer's Block. And we welcome them to the show.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Sure. I'm just going to start with Samantha. What got you into writing? You are fairly young.
Writing was always just my outlet, just to de-stress and to get all my emotions out. So every time something happened to me, I would just write a story.
Oh, yeah. Just a story.
Any story. Could be about my life, could be just some fantasy.
It's anything that came into your head.
Pretty much.
Well, that's pretty much what a writer is, I guess.
Did you keep it all in a journal?
I have like 8 journals full of writing, but now I do it all online. I'll just sit on my computer and type it all out.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
That's, actually, you know what, that's most writers just sit, some of them would just free write.
Yeah.
I know the beginning and I know the ending to my book. But I pants it. I have no idea what's in the middle
until I get there.
Until I get there, and then sometimes the characters surprise even me. And that's when you know you got a really good story, is when the characters surprise
you. When you don't even know them
yourself.
When
you have no idea what they're going to do, and they do it.
Yep.
So, and I've read some of your stuff, and it's pretty good.
Thank you.
Sure.
Some of the words I had to look in the library.
I know.
Dictionary.
It's just these big words.
Really?
Just big words.
I thought, man, that's a high school student. You don't know the big words. You don't have to just because you can.
It just comes out. I don't go in the dictionary and go look them up.
Well, I had to, so there you go.
They have a thing called a thesaurus that you can go and look up smaller words for bigger words.
Yes. Okay, you know what?
No, we're not picking on you.
Well, and Alyssa, you're a photographer.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And a designer.
Yeah, graphic design.
Graphic design. And you guys got together and somehow created this monster you call Vivid Arts.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
That's what happened. Well, I always knew I wanted to, go into the art field. And mm-hmm. I wanted, a space where I could just demonstrate everything that I've done and have an outlet for everything. And then we started talking about this.
Yeah, I wanted a place where I can go and rant about things that our school was doing wrong. Ah. So I kind of started this platform, and I talked to Alyssa, and she was like, oh my gosh, we have to do this together.
Yeah, we started working
and
together.
And I think we picked the brand name that night and just kind of went from there.
Yeah. It happened all in one day.
Yeah.
It was like crazy.
I have to tell you, when I saw that, it blew me away.
Yeah, me too.
It's so professional and so well
Thank
done.
You.
It's
Thank
like...
You.
Millions and millions of Vanity Fairs or Cosmo, but it has, a meaning on the inside and so forth. It's so well done, and
wow.
I encourage
Thank
everybody.
You.
They'll give the address, the website, but you got to see this magazine. It's
phenomenal. Actually, it's vividartsmagazine.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everybody look it up right
and
now.
And you guys had to go and buy a .com.
I did. I bought the .com, yes.
Yeah. And you designed, everything
night.
Is your own design.
Yeah, everything yes. is from scratch.
And yes. every photograph on there, and there's some gorgeous photos,
yeah,
are you.
Yeah, yeah, I take everything.
And you do about half the writing?
I do about half the writing. Whatever it says is not written by anyone, it's usually me behind it.
Yeah.
Because I don't give myself credit half the time.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. And then mm-hmm. half and half of the graphic design is both of us.
Yeah, we work together a lot.
Yeah.
Well, because you're also in graphics art,
yes.
graphic
mm-hmm.
arts, design and arts. Yeah.
We're in the yearbook program.
And I'm in graphic design class.
Yeah.
But this is geared for the school, right?
We originally geared it towards the school, but as it's growing and
yeah.
developing.
We want to go more towards the community.
Yeah.
And
good.
Just,
yeah.
Well,
That's
yeah, I mean,
idea.
You got our interest.
Yeah.
yeah.
And yet here you sit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You were right place at the right time.
Pretty
well,
much.
I mean, you're in the vaunted studio of the Writer's Block. I mean, we've had really important people in here, and now we have two
yeah.
more.
It's
and,
really a great honor.
And yeah. the youngest yeah. people, too.
And you are actually the youngest. 17. I think up to now, the youngest has been Karen's daughter, our daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law, yeah.
Yeah. What are, I forget.
Chelsea. Yeah.
Is it Chelsea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just go with Chelsea.
Anyway, yeah, she was. She wrote a play, and if you ever talk to Karen, her daughter-in-law is a playwright.
Yeah.
And she's been in here a couple times.
Oh, wow. Well, I didn't know that.
She's a very smart young lady and very good writer.
Yeah.
She's got dialogue down pat, which is something you need to do.
I do not have dialogue down. I will admit that. I suck at dialogue.
Well, but dialogue
is... I avoid
is,
it.
You know what? Dialogue is fairly easy if you just think about how the character would say something.
Yeah.
And then write it down that way.
It doesn't come out of my fingers that way.
Well, I'm sorry.
You sent me some things that I told you I had to use the dictionary for, but one of the ones that you sent me was a story that you had started writing.
It's actually about our lives.
Is that right?
It is.
I kind of figured that.
Yes.
And how far along are you into that?
I think it was at page 75, something like
that. But
that
was the last part of it, right?
No.
No?
I never finished it.
Well, it was the last thing you did on
it.
It
was
the
last thing I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And what made you, both of you are doing this or?
I wrote it, but she's one of the characters in it.
Okay.
All of our names are changed, but one of our friends killed himself last year.
Wow.
Last December. And like I said, my emotions just let my writing go.
Mm-hmm.
So that night I actually started writing that.
Wow.
My boyfriend mm-hmm. was in the hospital at the same time. He wasn't even my boyfriend at that time. He became my boyfriend that next week. But so all of those emotions just kept going, and I just kept writing and writing and
yeah.
writing. Until you yeah. see the somewhat of a book mm-hmm. you see before you.
So you've got a lot of things to draw on
yeah.
from your life and you as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We draw everything from our everyday crazy high school life.
Pretty much.
Now, do you do painting or?
Yeah, I painting? Paint, photography. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're a true Renaissance high schooler.
Yeah. She's in everything.
Yeah, I've like started since freshman year. I was like wanted to do all the art classes, wanted to take advantage. You know, our school is like crazy, all of our programs. I was like literally amazed. And you know, it's a really great like outlet at our school where you could just like be comfortable with yourselves and just everybody's like very welcoming, and you want to like just show everybody like what you've been doing and what you've been working on. So mm-hmm. you know, when Sam showed me her book, I was like, wow, this is kind of crazy, like that we've turned our like our talents into something where, you know, we could share.
Yeah, I didn't even tell you I was writing that book until like the fifth chapter, and I said, hey, just so you know, you're a character in my book. Don't get mad.
She would never have known that, though. You changed the name, though.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And the two of you are going to stick together even after high school trying to do this?
I mean, hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question.
We have to see where this goes. I mean, so far we've gotten like a lot of great like feedback and support, and it just
keeps getting better and better and crazier and crazier.
So you guys are the popular kids on campus then?
No.
No, my guess is they're probably the nerds on campus.
We're the kids who walk around and go, can we have a picture of you? Can you be in the magazine? You want to write something?
I think kids are a little intimidated.
Take my survey. Oh, that is how people know us.
Vote for me.
Yeah.
Do you find it... I I'm a writer, and everybody that's a host on this show, with two exceptions, are writers, and we talk to writers all the time. Do you find it hard to maintain your focus on a certain project at one time?
100%. 100%. I'm everywhere all the time, and I never keep my focus, ever.
So you have to multitask.
Always.
Yeah.
For everything, especially with seven siblings.
Oh, yeah.
It's just...
I can see that.
I never can keep my focus.
Uh-huh.
No.
And how about you, Alyssa?
No, I'm always, like, starting one project and then starting another. I'm like, one weekend I'm taking pictures, the next weekend I'm painting something or creating something. It's always something different. But, you know, it keeps me busy, and I like it.
Uh-huh. That's great.
Yeah.
And how old were you when you started drawing?
Oh, I was young. My dad, he's also a photographer and a painter. Oh. So he helped me out and inspired me a lot. So I've been like painting since I was literally like, since I could, probably like two or three. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's great.
Her dad is actually in the studio. Yeah. Now he's filming everything.
My dad. I love my parents. They support me so much.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's great. That's what you need.
That is 100% of the deal right there.
That's the deal.
You have to have support from your family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially... in high school, when you're young and you're starting out and you want, you know, it takes that support to keep pushing you forward.
I don't think either of us would be here if we didn't have the mental support of our parents.
Nope, they're...
You know, it's like you said that you started a book and you get 70 pages in and you quit.
I did. Mm-hmm. I got too emotional and I couldn't write it anymore.
But that's when you need to write it.
I know. But I was to the point where I was crying every time I was writing it.
But that's okay.
Couldn't write it.
That's okay. We had a guest on. This doesn't pertain to you, but we had a guest on here once, and we said what her process is to write a book. And she says, well, this is my theory. I write drunk and I edit sober. and she said, I cry half the time when I'm writing because I'm drunk. Well, you don't have to be drunk, but it's okay if you cry while you're writing because you get... better stuff on the page.
It's raw.
It's true.
It's raw, and mm-hmm. and then you know if it's too raw, that's when you need an editor. You know, you go back and you edit out and you clean it up. And
I remember one of our best friends edited my book, and I went back and I was like, oh my gosh, I had like over 2,000 comments on my Google Doc. And I was like, all right,
yeah, it's a group of six of us. Yeah. You'll have a lot.
Well, you know, if you're going to be a writer, you got to deal with that because it's not going to change. I mean, I listen to comments from her all the time. Really? Does this guy really think he needs to do this? I don't know.
He watches me talk is what he does.
I don't.
Doesn't actually listen. Just watches.
Well, yeah, I do, but I'm one of those guys that has a pass through. Comes in this ear and right out the other one. Yeah, that's me. But I listen to her.
Sometimes.
Well, there's sometimes when she's got the book, she's in charge.
And that's right now, all there is to it. The book.
And right now, she's got the book.
I like it.
You know, I do my rewriting that I want to do. You know, by the time I'm finished writing a book, I probably read it 5 times. And
yeah.
Rewritten it 3.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Do you guys have, like, teachers that will come up to you and say, well, I read your something so-and-so in your magazine, and maybe you should have done this or that and the other?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Oh,
we had a meeting.
Did you tell them to go pound sand?
I've had some issues saying things are too controversial for our school, because originally all my stuff had to get approved through admin.
Okay.
I used to spend days in the principal's office. But he's like, this is too controversial. I can't help you. It's like, well, it's going in the magazine. I'm sorry. So I had to do some rewrites for that. I remember we had to sit and have a meeting with the teacher because I wrote an article about tenure.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they got pissy about that.
Ah.
So I had to do some rewrites. It's okay. But yeah, we've had to deal with that.
Now, does the school own part of this, or do they just have to approve whatever you do? How does that work?
No. Yeah, that's an interesting question.
It's like it's our own project. We have like a mentor that's a teacher who helps us a lot, and mm-hmm. but we don't really go through our school for anything.
Not really. We have 3 teachers that we kind of balance everything through. One of them is our graphics teacher who mm-hmm. proofs everything before mm-hmm. we send it out. And the other one's one of our English teachers who also proofs everything and gives us inspiration mm-hmm. and ideas. So
it's because I am sure that the school does have something to say about what's in your magazine.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Because as long as you have Santa Susana High School on there.
There's nowhere that says Santa Susana
really?
High School unless it's in an article.
Okay.
Because we were talking about that one night. I said, you know, these girls need to get this copywritten. Which you have to go through the Library of Congress, you know that. So,
yeah.
So, but then he was saying, you know, well, Santa Sue probably owns that. You probably can't do that.
No.
But mm-mm. the day school is out, anything you do from then on.
Well, as long as you own the website,
.com, yeah.
and you own everything that goes into it, all the material.
Yeah.
Then Santa Susana doesn't have anything to say whether you copyright it or not.
No, it was just like getting it published in the announcements.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They had to go through it.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to publish something that's too controversial.
Now, have kids come up to you and said, I don't like what you said. And
I wrote a review about a band concert, and I got some feedback.
Well, that's
from
okay.
some kids, because I write honest reviews.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the show.
Well, you didn't like the show.
I Oreo'd it. I tried.
I've gotten some pretty rough reviews on some of my books, too, but so what?
Yeah. But it was just like, oh, we put so much hard work into it. And I said, yeah, I know you put so much hard work in it. I was in choir for 4 years. I understand. Mm-hmm. The show just wasn't good. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
That's, you know, that happens.
Different opinions.
Yeah.
Now, did you get any flashback from the teacher about it? Or the band teacher?
Yes.
That's we heard
the
from
him. Heard from him that he was upset, kind of. But he never directly said anything to us.
Uh-huh.
We got comments from students, just not directly from the teacher.
Yeah. That was just like the one instance. We've mostly gotten positive feedback so far.
Now, who decides on the editorial content of your magazine?
What do you mean?
Who decides what article is going to be in and what article is going to be wait for the next issue, or we better not put that in?
Me.
You. Okay. And you're obviously in charge of all the pictures.
Yeah, pictures, and we both work on how the pages are going to look.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys both agree on the design. You work on what's going to be included as far as text goes, and you figure out what's going to be pictures and where they're going to go mm-hmm. and how they're going to be set.
Yeah, I usually come up with this whole list of everything that's going in the magazine, and then she'll go, I don't like it. And then I have to redo it. Or she'll send me an article, like an inspiration board, and I'll be like, nope. Uh-huh. Redo it.
It's a lot of back and forth between
us.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
A lot.
Yeah, but we're very compatible, so it's nice. It's a good teamwork.
Yeah.
How long a day do you spend writing?
Just writing?
Just writing.
I honestly don't know.
Really?
Maybe 3 hours.
That's a good guess.
And that's like schoolwork, right? That's just for magazine or for your pleasure or, you know, whatever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll sit and write by myself at night mm-hmm. when I finish everything, or if I'm just done and I don't want to work anymore.
And then you, of course, download pictures and digital.
Yeah, on Photoshop, I edit a lot, like hours. Sometimes I'm like, wait a second, I was on the computer for like 4 hours. How did this happen?
Yeah, I get that too.
Yeah, she'll text me at 6, and then she'll be like, oh, I'm editing pictures, and then it's 10 o'clock, and I finally get all the pictures, and there's like 50 of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. I let her.
So how long does it take you to do 1 month's magazine?
It kind of depends on how much we put through the days.
Yeah. I mean, like, this last time it was like 2 weeks, probably.
Yeah, this February issue that we just made was 2 weeks, but the last week we've put in 55 hours.
Wow.
So...
The last week?
Just the last week.
That's like a full-time job.
Pretty much.
No, yeah.
One of the days we work 10 hours.
Yep, 10 hours.
Yeah. Didn't leave we don't leave school. We stay in school for about 10 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
What kind of class load are you guys taking?
Well, you're seniors, right? My schedule's
full. You're both seniors?
Hers is full. I only have two classes.
Oh, okay.
And yearbook and TA period.
I'm at school till 5 o'clock twice a week.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay.
Wow. They're really smarter than we are.
I'm no kidding.
I took 8 classes last semester, so I said I wasn't doing that again. And
that's a lot.
So
that's a load.
So yeah. I went from 8 to 2. It's like, all right, I can do that.
Now, I'm going to assume these two were mandatory.
Yes.
It wasn't gym, was it?
No.
Oh, good.
Civics.
That
and
is already done.
We don't have to take PE as long as we do dance. So we did that our
freshman and
sophomore year, and then you don't have to do it anymore.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
God, we had to take PE all the way up through graduation.
Had to, yeah.
That sounds horrible.
It used to be a law.
Yep. We go to a performing arts school, so there's no sports. There's no... The people who take PE are just... don't want to dance. It's basically what it is.
Well, if you have a choice.
Okay, let's go there because I know she's working up to it. Some people just don't dance.
I don't dance, and I took 2 years of it.
It's like I come ripping out of the hallway and she goes, save it for the conga line.
I love it.
So what do you guys, now I've looked at magazines, let's see, January, December, November, October, September. Was there one before September?
There wasn't one for September.
So October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's when you guys started the magazine.
Yes, October. That was our first issue.
And I've noticed that it's gotten exponentially larger with each issue.
Yes.
Yeah.
It increases.
And I'm sure that February is going to be even larger yet. That's a good...
because I had to keep this one for print.
Okay. Let's talk about that for a minute because we were talking in the green room and you said February's issue is going to be really cool.
Yeah.
Because it went to the printer and you're printing up X amount of copies.
Yep. 65.
And you're going to be selling them.
Yeah.
Yeah. At our art show.
And your art show is next Friday.
Yes.
At what time?
4 to 7.
Mm-hmm. 4 to 7, Santa Susana High School.
It's free to get in. We're going to have arts and crafts and displaying the graphic design and Alyssa's photography and the magazines and photo booths.
Yeah, it's going to be just a really fun
night.
It's
so much fun.
Just come support us and, you know, all the arts.
Yeah, it's on Cochrane and Sequoia.
In Simi Valley.
Mm-hmm. And is it going to be back in the new
auditorium?
Performing Arts Center you got there?
No, it's not going to be in the Performing Arts Center.
It's starting in the library to a quad area, so it's a really open area. It's big. It's going to be crazy.
Are you expecting a lot of turnout?
We're hoping for it.
I mean, we've done everything for it. We like all of our we're like posting it everywhere, putting up flyers in the community. So we're hoping that a lot of people show up.
Okay, coffee and cookies.
I mean, our leadership program is selling some food and some snacks.
I'm only kidding you on the coffee.
I hope there'll be coffee.
Well, seems how you seem to live on it.
I do.
She does. Oh my gosh.
Every morning.
Oh God, coffee. We have this. Never mind. okay, so you've got the February issues at the printer. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be done on time?
Yes.
They promised you that.
Yes.
Keep on them. We know printers.
Is it a print shop at school or a print shop town?
It's neither. It's a print shop online.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking old school, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Print shops in town are too expensive.
Yes, they are. Yeah. And you guys don't have a print shop at the school?
No.
Nope.
Well, they don't do anything anymore.
Yeah.
Do they have wood shop?
Nope.
No.
They have mechanics?
No. This is a, no. It's a performance. It's a, this is an artsy school.
Do they have a lab?
They have a black one that hangs around the school every now and then.
No, we have like two theater rooms, an auditorium.
Yeah, but nothing to...
No print shop.
Nope, not like that.
Nope.
This has this has nothing to do with your writing, but that Performing Arts Center is like one of the ugliest buildings I think I've ever seen.
Oh, but it's gorgeous inside.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it a lot bigger inside than it looks on the outside? Because it looks kind of small.
It's pretty big.
It's a nice space. Yeah. There's like 400 seats, I think.
I think so. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that big?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. There's
a whole theater production in there.
Huh.
You should go see a show.
I did my time in theater in high school and college.
Go see our musicals. I promise you they won't disappoint you.
Oh, no. Then I'll come out singing show tunes.
Yeah, we don't want him singing show tunes.
She'll go, you're wearing light loafers and singing show tunes. What is going on here? So we're going to take a break, and we're going to be back to you here in just a second. But until then, just relax, kick back. Don't go anywhere. Put that flask back away, Samantha. You can't have it. You're too young.
Okay.
All right, so don't go away. You're leaving on vacation. Tickets have been purchased. Hotel reservations are confirmed. Mail delivery has been suspended, but, oh, what about the dog? Well, all dogs rule day camp and sleepovers. It's the place your dog wants to be when they can't be with you. All Dogs Rule provides your best four-legged friend a place to run and play outside amongst orange trees and grass and a country-like setting. Your dog gets to be, well, your dog gets to be a dog. All Dogs Rule offer additional services including individualized playtime, personal walks, swimming sessions in the creek, and training. So give All Dogs Rule on the web at alldogsrule.com or give them a call at 805-524-1100. And when your pup returns home, that smile on his face will leave you wondering whose vacation was better, yours or the dog's. And, of course, we all know it was the dog's. So, anyway, call All Dogs Rule, 805-524-1100. Karen and Russ will love you. And, well, we will, too. So, All Dogs Rule. When Creative Edge Publicity was founded in 2016, they immediately showed that they weren't the same as other publicity firms. They work closely with their individual clients' needs and goals and push harder to get them noticed. Creative Edge believes that communication is an important part of the partnership, and that model is how they have built their success. They collaborate and work with local, national, and international media outlets and organizations to meet clients' goals. Creative Edge, your brand, your future. Mickey Mickelson is the publicist. You ought to go and check out their website. It's creativeedgepublicity.com. And go in and send him an email and say hi to Mickey, because I'm sure he will appreciate it. And last but not least, this is the time of the year when we reach for a warm, cozy blanket, a blanket that gets better with time. Now, Out West is your source for the Cadillac of blankets, the Denali Collection. Softer and warmer than fleece, these unique blankets are made from an innovative fabric called Micro Plush. Denali has patterns and designs for any home decor design. You provide the fire, the book, and your favorite hot beverage, which would, in the case of Bobby Jean, would be like hot spice wine and Bailey's. Out West provides the blanket. Come on over to OutWestShop.com to find the perfect cozy throw for your long winter nap. Use coupon code BLANKET and save $10 off your first order of $75 or more. Or call toll-free 877-340-9378. And it's always a great day out west. Okay, we are going to be back in the studio. It is now 7:28. We are in studio with Samantha Brown and Alyssa Ortiz, and they are the publishers of a magazine, online magazine for Santa Susana High School called Vivid Arts, and it's vividartsmagazine.com on the web, and go check it out. It is one hell of a great magazine for two young ladies.
Oh my God, you have to see this.
They both are extremely talented, and they're sitting right here in the studio, so if you want to call in and talk to them tonight, their number here in the studio is 818-602-4929. Again, that number is 818-602-4929. Okay, ladies, you're on.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Aren't you glad to be back?
Yes. Always.
So we figured out that you guys just decided to get together and make a magazine.
Pretty much.
And it's just, it's turning out
more
pretty
than
nice.
Could ever imagine.
Well, I think that always happens, though, doesn't it? It turns out to be a bigger monster than you ever thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And as you grow, because you have two other writers you work with, right? That provide stuff for your magazine?
We've had a whole bunch of writers.
Okay. Yeah, just anybody who's willing to write for us, students. We want everybody to be involved in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you don't have staff writers that you rely on?
One of our friends has written something for every issue.
Yeah.
And that would be?
Chloe Berezowski.
Okay, yeah, I've seen her name in your magazine.
She has written, she wants to be a psychologist, so she writes a whole bunch of mental health articles for us. So,
do they teach that in the school? Is that
she's taking a mental health class this year?
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that because she has mental health problems, or she just likes to write about them?
She just likes to write and learn about them.
Now the two of you, when you graduate, what are you going to do?
I am first going to go to community college for 2 years, mm-hmm. and sort of get a ground on what I want to do, because I like so many things. It's kind of crazy. And then, the goal is to go to an art school, like Art Center
or something. Art Center, yes.
Yeah.
Have you been to Art Center?
Have you toured? Yeah. I haven't toured. I just drived around. My dad took me one time. He's like, look at this
place.
Isn't
it fascinating?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I first want to find what exactly it is I want to do. I mm-hmm. don't feel like I'm quite ready yet, but mm-hmm. This has really helped me also open my eyes to how much I like to do graphic design and photography, mm-hmm. and how much it really interests me, this whole magazine world. It's uh-huh. it's kind of crazy. So I have goals, and it's gonna take a while to get there, but I'm working on it.
Uh-huh. And you?
I want to major in journalism or creative writing, to whichever uh-huh. the school offers, and graphic design. I want to double major.
Uh-huh.
But after doing this magazine and doing all of this, I would love to write about what I see.
Oh, good.
And I would love to work for a travel magazine. I want to be a traveling journalist.
Why not?
That sounds amazing to me.
If you want to do it, you can do it.
I told her in the car I'd be her photographer.
Yeah.
I'd travel the world with her.
Just travel the world together and write about and
there
take pictures
go.
Of what we see.
Oh, yep. My God.
Your women hear you roar,
Yep.
Look out, Morocco.
Yeah.
Here we come.
What a big Gilmore Girl fan I am. I watch it all. I'm like, this is the seventh time I've gone around the season, so...
That's true.
I am Rory Gilmore.
You are Rory Gilmore. Flesh. You absolutely are, yes.
I look like her.
Yeah, you do. You actually kind of talk like her. Did you always want to be a photographer, Alyssa, when you were younger?
Yeah, I first started in painting a lot, but my parents are actually photographers.
Both.
Both of my parents. They do it on the side. They do weddings and stuff like that. So I've always watched them take pictures, and it's always really interested me. And I started last year when I did AP Photo, and I just really grew from there.
Good. Have you ever done a rodeo? Have you taken pictures of a rodeo?
No.
That's fun. I like that better than still life, because that's a real challenge.
Yeah, I don't really do action photography. I mostly focus on portrait mm-hmm. photography right now, and mm-hmm. Landscaping, but that'd be interesting.
There was one year at the Ventura Rodeo, Jerry got a picture of a bull rider coming out of the pen. And all four legs of the bull were off the ground. The cowboy's legs were straight out. He was straight back. And right behind him was four American flags.
That's awesome.
Oh, it was just the perfect picture. I mean, what else can you say? It's all right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
But she just got really fortunate.
Yeah.
Then a bucking horse went down right in front of her.
Yeah.
And it came through the fence.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
It is. But, you got to be able to move fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you take pictures for your book of our dance shows and our
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I do.
Performing art shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. It's a different, you have to, make sure you're, right there for the perfect time. It's a hit or miss sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's drop down and talk about a little bit about your life in total. Mm-hmm. You're from where, here?
Yeah, I'm from here. From
Simi Valley?
Yeah, Burbank. Was born in Burbank, but I lived in Simi Valley my whole life.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Brothers, sisters?
I have two younger sisters.
Ah, so you're the...
I'm the oldest.
You're the king of the heap.
I mean, a little bit. They're a little bit bossy.
And we know that your parents are photographers part-time.
Yeah, my mom's a nurse, and my dad is also an architect, so...
Huh. Yeah, and he's right behind me taking pictures.
And the proud dad.
Yeah.
Thanks, by the way.
And Samantha, you have how many siblings?
Oof. Six or seven. I can't keep track.
They just run around, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I know we call on your sister to give us the Super Bowl numbers and stuff.
She picked the right one.
Did she really?
Yeah, she picked the Patriots and the Chiefs.
No, the Rams.
Oh, Rams, whatever. It
doesn't really surprise me.
The Patriots played the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Where's Berlin when you need her?
She was so excited. We were in the room, and she's like, guess what? I picked the right one.
And she's, what, eight?
She will be eight next month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She must have been a hit in kindergarten.
She's.
Oh, yeah.
She's one. We used to do all our betting for football.
Yeah.
What you're saying?
I'm sure you've made money. She picks randomly. She's good.
Josh used to.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's got a lot of money off your sister. He should be paying her.
So, have either one of you? I probably haven't looked beyond this, but once you graduate and you kind of do a little bit of what you want to do, think about competition, because I know I did.
Yeah, the arts field is very competitive,
right.
I've noticed,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, you know, you have to, like, have something kind of really special about you. Have something,
yes.
like, that you could pull from. Have something that people could, like, pay attention that catches their eye.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I've definitely noticed it.
I think we definitely feel that, especially at our school, where everyone is so talented and so artistic.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, you got to do whatever you got to do to stand out.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's great. But it doesn't bother you, the competition. Does it drive you?
No, it motivates me. I think it pushes me to work harder and to, like, be on the computer editing for hours.
Pretty much.
Well, that's what it takes.
Yeah.
You know, when you think you've done, you know, 6 hours on the computer, you got to do six more.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just like writing. You know, if you 3 hours is you think you're done, no.
Nope.
You know, three more.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, have you thought about, besides the design factor of the magazine, have you thought anything about fashion, possibly?
We talked about fashion. We've been using fashion for a lot of our inspiration of, like, our magazine spreads,
mm-hmm.
especially for this new issue.
Yeah,
it's very...
We want to be, like, high fashion sort of type magazine, and that we definitely started that in February. We just released, actually, the cover, and you can see there's a flower crown, flowers.
Yeah.
We're trying to go all out in these next couple magazines.
Yeah.
What was your favorite story to do?
My favorite story was probably one of the short stories that I, just for the magazine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was the first short story that I wrote for the October issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a serial killer, but nobody really got that it was a serial killer. If you actually read it, you can tell that it's a serial killer, but so many people are like, what does that mean?
Uh-huh.
It's like, it's a serial killer, guys.
Yeah, I don't normally write, but I actually, this last February issue, I decided, you know what, I'm going to try this out. So I actually wrote an article. It was like my first time, but, you know, I wrote about art, actually. And, you know, I learned that, like, if you're interested in it, you can actually just, you know, find something. Like, I've never written before, so it was really interesting. But, you know, I, like, learned more about it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was fun.
That's great. Yeah. You two are so fantastic.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody can write. It's just
not. I was never really good at it.
Well, but being good is not the deal. Everybody makes you good. You know, you write what you write, and your editors and your proofreaders make you good.
She's giving her the look.
I sat there and edited.
Yeah, Samantha was telling us earlier that she edits her stuff.
Yep. All of her school essays.
Well, you haven't taken creative writing at Santa Susana?
No.
Do they offer it?
We don't have a creative writing. We have a new program, ERWC. I don't know what that stands for.
It's like just a bunch of essays.
English something. Rhetorical something like that.
Well, both Ventura College and Moorpark offer a pretty good creative writing program, along with, you know, the zoo program too.
Write
the
most
and then go take care of animals. One thing I was talking about in there is after reading some of your articles, and what I like about your magazine is your articles are short and succinct.
Yep.
I mean, they tell the story. You're who, what, when, where, why. You're done. You're out of there. And it's not a lot of nebulous stuff.
Well, one of the first feedback I got was one from one of our friends, and he just said, look, the articles are too long. I lost focus. And then after that, I was like, okay, it's done. I'll make them short. Because people look through magazines, and I do it too. You just flip through and look at the pictures.
Yeah.
So we wanted something visually drawing, which we hope that it looks visually drawing.
Oh, absolutely.
And short articles that at least catch your attention for long enough to finish it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, unfortunately, though, the internet and cell phones and devices have destroyed, and they've made, you know, just mincemeat out of longer articles because everybody now wants everything done in 5 minutes or less.
Yep.
And if you, you know, if you, it's longer than 5 minutes, forget about it. I don't want to look at it.
Well, yeah, like I scroll through the news on my cell phone. I'm sitting there and I'm, could you just be done with it already so I can get the information I need to know?
Exactly. Yeah, like I'll ask her a question about what she read and she goes, I don't know, I didn't read it.
Yeah, I just looked at the title.
At the pictures. I looked at the pictures. It's like Playboy. I buy it for the magazine. Yeah, I buy it for the articles. But, yeah, I mean, you know, long articles have gone by the wayside.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at some magazines now that are actually print magazines, most of the articles now are less than a page.
Oh, God. But most of the magazines we've been looking at, they're like tiny.
Yeah.
They take up like maybe a quarter of the page. Yeah.
And
not even.
They do that for attention because if, you know, they want you to read it, but they don't, you know, they don't want to lose you halfway through the article.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, let's face it, some writers can be really wordy and, you know, halfway through you're snoring and you'll find yourself waking yourself up and that's just a bad writer.
Yeah, especially since we're working with teenagers and we're promoting.
Well, that's the other thing is that, you know, you're at the age now where, actually, that's why I ask you about your attention span when you're writing, you know, because that's where you are right now in your lives. You, there's so many things coming at you that it's really hard to focus on one thing. But trust me when I say it does change.
Well, it's just like last year, someone did a literary magazine, I think, for their senior project, which is what we're doing. But the last issue didn't even take off because nobody was reading it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's all literary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No design. I mean, it was pretty designed, but no visual draw. And that was, I think, was like our mentor's concern going in. He's like, they couldn't get it off the ground. How can you?
Yeah, yeah.
So...
Yeah, we had actually a writer tell us once that if your book doesn't catch them by the first paragraph,
it's not going to work. Pretty much.
Or there's too many words on the page.
Or that too. The words are really small.
Yeah.
And the type is really small.
Like Stephen King novels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Stephen King novels are well over 150,000 words.
Oh yeah. I know.
And 600 pages.
So. I read it.
Long. I mean, one of my very favorite books in the world is Stephen King, The Stand. And it's like long.
It's long.
You know, but we learned, and creative writing we learned, and then we talked to writers about what typeface they prefer. And almost every single one of them says the same thing. And if you look it up online, it'll tell you the same thing. Is that the best typeface for reading is Times New Roman. And the best type size, the best font size for reading is 12.
Yep. We're taught that in design. I mean, our teacher hates Times New Roman, so he won't let us type anything.
Well, except that it's easiest on your eyes, and it keeps you focused on the page longer.
I agree.
There's some fonts that are much nicer and more flowery, but Times New Roman gets it done. And a size 12 is perfect for your eyeball. Because, you know, you can only read so many novels that the words are like an eighth of an inch high.
Yeah.
Before you find yourself buying reading glasses at 20.
Now, has anybody ever called you at night and said, hey, I've got something to tell you. It needs to be in the magazine.
Alyssa.
I have.
Chloe. And my best friend, Maddie.
That's what I'm most creative at night.
Yeah. Because we stay up all night.
You do?
We don't get up until later, but we stay up, we were up until 3 in the morning the other day?
Yeah, we were just like
throwing ideas back and forth over our computers, yeah.
And your dad doesn't walk in and say, are you still up?
Yeah, he questions it, but he sleeps early.
My kind of guy, Fabian. 8:30, I'm like...
Yep, that's basically it.
But then I'm up at 3.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. I'm sleeping at 3.
Well, my dad leaves for work at 3 or 4.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he's come downstairs and I'm still awake.
Wow.
What are you doing? I'm working.
Don't stop the creative process.
Oh, you're I haven't talked to him about it. Your dad's got to be like super proud of you.
Yeah. He posts on Facebook all the time.
Does he really?
He does.
That's great. Does your brother still have a snake?
We found it.
Oh,
God.
Oh, it got loose?
It was out for 3 months.
Oh, geez.
We were in the house. We were it came out underneath the TV in the living room, and I screamed. I was alone.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was horrible.
It had to have been. Yeah.
It was going to the Christmas tree for water.
Oh, my gosh.
It was horrible.
So are you guys going to plan on doing another print magazine if this one does well?
Yes.
Wow, that was a firm yes.
I've been trying to get this magazine printed since September.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And every time I get a quote, it's just like, oh, I can't do that. Oh, I can't do that. I finally went out, and I think I went to 40 different places all in one day and was handing out flyers, please sponsor my magazine, please sponsor my magazine. And I got two yeses. And
well, that's great.
That's how it's being funded at this instant. Uh-huh. And we're going to sell them and then hopefully make profit enough so that we can keep giving back. And
now, can you sell them at school? Are they allowing you to do that? Okay, is that a wink, wink?
It's a gray area at the moment.
Well, that's why you only have 65 copies. You keep it all in one little box?
Yeah. Hide them under the table.
How much are they going to go for?
Like at the art show, we wanted to not sell them for much because it's just an event. So we're doing $2.
Well, you have to recap your costs.
Yeah. My costs are capped with the sponsorships. But okay. After that, it just kind of depends on how many I get ordered and how many I can print.
We have to see the reaction first. You know, this is our first issue we've printed. So that's why we're doing the art show, to see how people react to them.
Is it a slick magazine? Is it slick paper? And so your photos
it's
pop?
It's going to be very professional looking. Mm-hmm. We had a copy from our teacher. And
he showed us. We fell in love right away.
Oh, so I was like, okay, we'll print from them. It looks awesome.
Well, look, do us a favor. If we don't make it to the show, at least bring us a copy the next Saturday.
You got it.
See? There's one way of skinning a cat.
Yeah.
Another one is letting the snake eat the cat.
He almost ate my dog.
But I have to tell you, everybody, go to this website.
Absolutely.
Look at this magazine these girls have
absolutely
done.
VividArtsMagazine.com.
Fantastic. It's the best thing I've seen in a very long time.
Jerry was so impressed.
Thank you.
She was just like telling all her friends.
Yeah.
She only has one friend. But she was telling all her friends.
I have two, but I kept it to myself.
Oh, we pluralized it.
Seriously. These guys are going to have great things happen to them.
Yep.
Because they're so nice.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
I
think actually
people.
Becoming a travel journalist and having your
your photographer.
Sidekick.
Your photo.
Photographer here.
Photog. Absolutely.
Just don't take your dad.
Yeah.
This is what he does.
He's a personal photographer.
Yeah. He documents all of our information.
Well, it's been a real hoot having you ladies here.
Thank you so much
for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure again. Yeah. And again, your name of your magazine is Vivid Arts. It's vividartsmagazine.com.
Yeah.
And you can go right now and see January's article. In fact, it pops up right in front.
Yep.
Yeah.
And all of the other issues are on there.
February
is not yet released. It'll be released on the 31st.
Okay.
Okay, but did you drink that cup of coffee for November, I think it was, that was on there?
It was a cup of hot chocolate. And
I thought it was a latte mocha or whatever.
It was at 2 o'clock in the morning when I took that picture.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Holy man.
That looked good.
It's like this yesterday morning. Was it yesterday? I got up early and I was in the office. I was working on the rewrites and stuff. And I got like most of it done before Jerry even got up, which is kind of cool because it's really quiet.
Yep.
I turn on my Pandora music and I just, kick back and bring up my manuscript.
That's
and
creative
work.
Hour right there.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Well, Samantha Brown, Alyssa Ortiz,
yes.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a real pleasure having you ladies in the studio.
Nice.
Real quick, if you want to give out email addresses, you can, so people can contact you.
Yeah, it's going to be vividarts2@gmail.com. And all of our information is also on the website. So vividartsmagazine.com. And our Instagram is _vivid
Arts_
Wow.
It's all on the website.
And then our event is on February 1st from 4 to 7 at San Jacinto High School.
There you go. And in the quad area.
Yeah. Okay. And free admission.
Free admission.
So. And somebody's selling food, and you guys are going to be selling magazines and artwork.
Yeah.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, next week we have J.T. Bishop, who has recently finished her Red Line trilogy. She'll be on with us a week from this Thursday. This Thursday we have a writer from England, Mr. Peter James, and a fascinating man. His new book is called Absolute Proof. It's about a guy who's discovered the absolute proof that God exists, and it is a wonderful story. They search the world for these artifacts. And it's a great story, and the guy was just a great writer, and he will have a lot of fun listening to what he had to say. And with that, of course, Russ Avison couldn't be with me tonight, but my wife Jerry was here, the bookie. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And for the writer's block, for the bookie, and myself, Jim Christina, we are out of here.